Good eye, bruv. You're now listening to episode 63 of True to Song.
G'day, g'day, g'day.
Oi, oi, oi.
This is actually our second time trying to do this because
63.2.
63, yeah. The second, 63, the second one. Just like Shoe Hall.
Squared.
Our memory card was full 10 minutes into the episode.
And it stayed full.
It stayed full and stopped recording and we did not notice.
Yeah.
Anywho, what's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode 63.2 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Joel Hernandez,
oy, 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 oy.
And Alvin Martinez.
Raptors are going to the finals.
Finally.
Wow.
Still, this is our second time talking about this, and I'm still, giddy. Someone says finals, and I get goosebumps,
and
man.
And I still can't believe that.
Crazy.
I don't know if I'll ever believe it.
I've been talking about it with everybody. Everyone I work with, I'm like, yo, Raptors going to finals, doc.
That's it. It's bringing everybody together. It's crazy.
It is, bomb.
And it's Canada-wide. I don't think that other people outside of Toronto or Canada realize how national this team is or how national this brand is.
Did you guys see that map where everyone was posting anything above the U.S. border was all the Raptors?
Oh, 100%.
And then anything below the border, everything was Raptors except for Golden State.
except for California. And it's not even just California. It's that small little corner of California
because
everyone else there is Lakers and Clippers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't believe it. I don't know if I'll ever believe it. I'm going to tell my kids about this. It's one of those, do you remember where you were moments?
Yeah.
This whole season has been, do you remember where you were moments? Do you remember where you were when we signed Kawhi? Mm-hmm. Do you remember where you were when he hit the buzzer,
the shot?
Do you remember where you were when you saw the dunk over Giannis? Yep. Do you remember where you were when we made the finals, man?
Crazy, man.
I guess that would be the same place as the dunk over Giannis when we made the finals. But that's fine, unless you were moving. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I'm so excited. We're going to try and sprinkle the basketball content throughout the show rather than going on a rant for 45 hours and filling up our memory card again with just basketball talk. We might do episode 63.3 and just do a basketball episode.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be a thing 1 week. Depending on how long this series goes.
Mm-hmm.
But we do actually have a quick episode this week for a change, even though we always say that and then we fill up our memory card. We've been busy with Shoe Hall and life and stuff, so there's no actual main discussion topic. Mm-hmm. But we do have some fun things teed up in our weekly segments.
Yeah.
Two, dos, der, soul polls, and a little more info on upcoming Shoe Hall.
Whoop, whoop.
We'll decide as we go how much info we want to divulge about that. But first, Joel.
Oof. Fire round.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from someone that Alvin wishes he sounded like on an everyday basis.
Good eye, mate.
Kieran Knightley, once again, two times in a row, back to back, our Jeez. Australian friend who lives in London.
He's about to release on True to Size.
Yeah. Our niche market listener. That is our prime target market right there.
Yep.
He has a good question for all of us. At first, I wasn't sure if it was going to be for all of us, but as I kept reading, I really enjoyed where it went. Mm-hmm. So we're going to use it. He says, do any of you actually work in the sneaker industry? Actually, first of all, actually, because this isn't work, right, Kieran? We're not working right now.
No,
don't you guys
fun,
actually
man.
Work in the sneaker industry? Yes, we do. if so, what do you do and how did you get into it? If not, would you like to work in it? And who would you like to work for? And what would be your ideal role? So me and Alvin are going to have pretty much the same answer for the most part, maybe a little bit different. But I'm really interested to hear Joel's answer to this, because I've never asked him, so I've never heard the answer. So Joel, you don't work in the sneaker industry.
I do not.
To my knowledge, you've never worked in the sneaker and actually worked in the sneaker industry.
Actually, no, I haven't.
Actually not.
Actually, no.
Would you like to work in the sneaker industry, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe. There's like that.
Like,
maybe.
I guess putting pay aside, like, just does it sound like something interesting to you, or that you would want to spend your 40 hours a week doing?
Maybe. It's like, it's always been, like, I've always thought about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe like part-time kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't know if you could do it full-time.
I don't know if I could do it full-time, but...
So if you like could think about it, what would you want to do? Would it be retail? Would it be in an office position? What do you think? And who, which company, which brand would you want to work for? And what would your ideal role be?
Wow. I don't even know. I haven't really actually thought about it.
Actually.
So, I don't know. I'd probably like to... be in like office or something.
Yeah.
See how that would go.
What kind of office are you thinking? Like buying, marketing,
maybe marketing.
Advertising,
marketing and advertising kind of thing.
And which brand?
Cool.
Do we need an answer? Yeah, but we'll just for technicality. We'll get the answer. Which brand, Joel?
I'd probably go with Swoosh.
Yeah, that sounds probably about right.
Nike.
So Alvin. You actually worked in the sneaker industry.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the good people what you do, what you did?
I started off as a part-time sales associate at the good old Bramladesh Foot Locker. For those of you who don't know Bramladesh, it's Bramley Foot Locker in Bramley City Center.
In Brampton.
Before the renovations. So, like, it was.
In ugly Brampton.
It was ugly Bramley. For real. And then after that, graduated, university, got my really expensive piece of paper, didn't really do much with it. And then I decided to, like, move up within the ranks. So, full time. Assistant manager.
You're still an ass man. Don't get it twisted.
Ass man.
Facts. Like them titties, toodle.
And we just lost all our female listeners. Or we gained a ton. Depending on how they feel about Alvin.
They don't feel anything. Like big cat. And then I got store manager. Worked at like 3 separate stores. Yeah, 3 stores, and was a manager for like 5 years at Foot. Nice. It was fun for a bit till I wanted to, like, you know, improve my life and wanted to move up. And then, you know, it wasn't like we weren't seeing eye to eye, and unfortunately I had to go. But honestly, it was a good experience. And now I'm still working in the industry. Actually.
We're working right now. We're actually working. So I guess I had the same start as Alvin. Like, Foot Locker was my first job. It wasn't Alvin's first job, but that's where me and Alvin met.
Yes.
That's kind of where
our love story started.
Everything sort of blossomed sort of from there. I did part-time at Foot Locker all throughout high school, college, and then I was swiftly fired from Foot Locker. Good times. No, it's okay. It's a good one. It was okay. Best thing that ever happened to me. I still say that.
Facts.
Don't tell Jill. And then following Foot Locker, what did I do following Foot Locker? Following Foot Locker, I worked at Adidas. I worked at the Adidas outlet.
Stripes.
That was before Adidas was as cool as they are now. So that's how you know I was a real rider. Shout out to Adidas. Yeah. That's back when before Boost, like before any of you... Not any of you. Before a lot of people even knew about sneakers.
No, Boost was there, but it wasn't Boost. Like, I was
at Adidas when Boost was introduced.
Yeah.
And it was on the Pure Boost.
It was like straight performance.
I think I still own the very first sneaker to ever have Boost. I feel like I'm going to be corrected, but it was the Volt/Lime Green Pure Boost. Correct me on that, Suji Cyphersons, when you hear this. It wasn't it?
No.
What was it?
I have it. It's the blue one that they gave all the managers at the manager's meeting.
Was it a Pure Boost?
Yeah.
I think it was the blue and the green at the same time.
No. It wasn't a Pure Boost.
It wasn't a Pure. You just said yeah.
No, sorry. I'm not an Adidas guy. It was a performance runner. So, like, it had the same midsole as the Pure Boost, but the different upper. It was like more.
Somebody
of a,
let us know what the very first sneaker to have Boost was.
I'll take a picture of it.
I have it. I think I'm
gonna Google it right now.
Google.
No, I want someone to it. I don't want to know this week. I want to know next week. So after Adidas, I wasn't a huge fan of that. Like Alvin said, didn't see eye to eye. It's retail. It happens. I moved on to a different position at a completely irrelevant store, not related to shoes. Got back into it again at a store called S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît.
SVP Sports, which is basically a discount sportswear and sneaker retailer. Was there for a long time, actually 3 years. But they didn't like get anything that anybody cares about. They get a lot of Vans and that's about it. A lot of Vans and Converse. And then moved from there to Exclusity. So I was at Exclusity for 2.5, 3 years, maybe something like that. So that was definitely the most interesting out of, I think, all four, I guess. Four sneaker stores I worked at. Because it's such a small company, I was super involved with a lot of like the marketing and the releases and all that kind of stuff. So that was pretty interesting. And it's a very hands-on position when you're a store manager at a small boutique. So yeah, that was pretty cool. And then recently relocated again to a job that is not in sneakers at all. And then sprinkled in there a lot. I did a lot of like the marketing brand ambassador stuff with Nike, Jordan, but that wasn't really like in shoes. That was just kind of event roles. How did you guys, well, how did you like working in the sneakers album? Do you think you get back into it? Because I got asked today if I think I would get back into it.
It depends on like the capacity and
what you would be doing.
Whatever. I don't know if I'd go back into retail. I don't think I could deal with that type of environment anymore. Real talk, it was fun when I was younger, especially when I had to like actually sell to try to make money. It was fun, man, because then like, you know, everyone on the sales floor was in a competition, but it was friendly. Like,
yeah, it was just competitive.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, where are you at? Oh, I sold. I already sold the G and I just started. What about you? I'm at 5 and I was started like half an hour ago. Oh, shit. So like, it was mad fun. And like, you could tell like everyone was into it and like knew what they were doing, knew what they were talking about. And if you didn't know what a shoe was, you had to like, in order for you to sell it, you kind of had to, unless research you were like it. And you're a really good bullshitter, you had to research it and like kind of know what it was. And I love that fact because like, that's what I did anyway as a sneakerhead. You know what I mean? So it was definitely cool. Discounts were probably like definitely a perk.
That's why a lot of people stay at Foot Locker or other shoe stores. Put the discount and access as well.
Yeah, discount, access, but real talk. After when you realize that, you know, once you, if you can, you know, find a better paying job, it's just like,
your well-being is worth a lot more than discount. 30% off of a pair of
shoes. And real talk, like, you'll still know people. So if you really wanted to have that shoe, you could try to holler at them and like, you know, get that. I know you have to pay more, but soft. You know what I mean? Like, if you yourself are happy with the new job, then you're straight. Honestly, it was fun for me, but retail is not my forte anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if I could go back to, like, I'm doing a 9-to-5 now. It's like about 8-to-6. But I don't know if I could go back to those wonky ass retail hours. That was the main thing for me. It drains you, man. It'll be nice. You get home at like 10 and you work the next morning at 9 and it's just
the clopins, yo.
Or you work all day or you have to work on holidays and people are shit to you. Like, retail is rough.
Yo, Boxing Day was a 12-hour, like, it was an open to close regardless.
Open to close, no break.
Yeah.
You eat a couple slices of pizza throughout the day. Like, it's not fun. Yeah, if I was to go back, it would have to be in a capacity, like, of literally of my choosing. Like, I would be so picky. I've even, funny enough, I've actually strayed away from applying to certain roles that I've seen posted because of this, our actual sneaker industry job. Like, because when you work in what we do, which would be, I guess, considered media or whatever it would be considered, you can't say a lot of things. Like, when we have people who work at Foot Locker on the show, they have to sign a waiver with Foot Locker. And there's people at Nike who aren't even allowed to be on the show. They're just, they couldn't say something that's not right. And it's really cool having an opinion that is just your opinion. If you ever see in people's Instagram bios where it says, what does it say? Views are my own and not like someone, all views my own or whatever.
All views are my own.
Something like that.
From my employer.
So it'd have to be definitely like a hand picked. Like, I'd be very picky to go back in
straight
to the sneaker world. but I'm open to it if anyone's looking to hire. Hey.
Yeah.
If you would like to submit a question for the fire round, like Kieran Knightley, he is on a roll, and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. It is now time for the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Super cute.
Super cute, mate. Super cute. So I'm going to go first, because I never go first. I feel like I always go first, but I always say I never go first. So my pick this week is a Jordan 7. So you know it's got to be an interesting reason. Yeah. So it's the Ray Allen Jordan 7s. The black and varsity purple that he wore when he was with the Bucks. So there's my connection there. I feel bad for the Bucks. I really do.
I don't.
Yeah.
Because 94% of teams that are up 0-2 go on to win the
is that
series.
What it is? 94%?
And know what that means? They are now part of the six. Holla. So I feel bad for the Bucks. So I chose a Milwaukee colorway this week. It's was originally worn by Ray Allen in 2002, 2003 when he played for Milwaukee. It's a very black upper with a bunch of hits of silver and purple. It's actually a pretty clean looking colorway. Mm-hmm. They released June 1st, so the day this episode releases, actually, on Saturday, they come out and you pick yours up for the low, low price of $255 CAD. I rate these a poop because fuck the Bucks. Next up, let's do Joel, because he has a really cool pick this week.
Yeah, so I couldn't really find any info on it, but it's the Air Max 1 90s era windbreaker pack. You've guys probably seen images, you know, floating around on social media, Instagram and whatnot. But it's a pair of Air Max 1s. There's two colorways. The first colorway is like a purple, gold, green. And the cool part about it is the swoosh is like, it's like two different colors on it.
Yeah.
So you got like, for example, for the purple one, it's like an orange, swoosh with like a yellow underlay.
Yeah. Like a border.
Yeah.
Underlay.
So it looks like sort of like a shadow.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's got like rope laces that come with it. It's got like a Nike sportswear tag on the outside of the shoe. It's pretty dope, man. It's a dope color. The second color is like a white. It's like a Golden State Warrior.
Two
color.
Picks from Joel
Boom.
This week.
But
we also hate Golden State. Look at this. We both chose. Damn.
Yeah, man. But I like I said, I haven't found any info on it yet. I don't know any release date yet, but I'm pretty sure it's coming around the corner. So keep an eye out for these.
How do you rate them? What
these
do you think?
Fire.
But not the Golden State colorway.
But not the Golden State
colorway. Not until after the finals.
Boom. Yeah, I was going to say, after the finals, I messed with it.
Yeah, man.
I'm actually looking straight ahead, and I think that's a Golden State hat hanging off the wall in front of my face.
That's Jomar's.
Jomar, we got to get rid of that guy, man.
Jomar, man.
We got to let him go.
Yo, this pack reminds me of the ACG pack, though.
Yeah.
From definitely.
Exactly.
Honestly,
exactly.
Anything with rope laces gets me.
Yeah, man. It's
just a sucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cute.
Alvin, round us out. What you got?
I got the hold on. It's the Nike Air Max 270 React. Not too much information about it yet, but essentially it's a combination of the Air Max 270 and then the React midsole. It was debuted by Alex Morgan of the U.S. Women's Soccer National Team.
Yeah, I saw the whole team was wearing that picture. Yeah,
honestly, when I first saw it, I was like, what the hell are you guys doing? but I was looking at the pictures today, and they're kind of growing on me a little bit. Mm-hmm. They did. I feel like they shrunk the 270 air bubble.
Definitely
a little
smaller.
Bit.
Yeah.
Which I like. I mean, as much as I like the 270, I wasn't really... Like, for myself, I couldn't see myself rocking that really big air bubble on the back.
It's closer to, like, the, what is it, the 93 bubble?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same, goes all the way around, but it's not as stacked as high.
It looks super, super clean, super sleek, and I like the React. I just feel like it's going to be a stupid comfortable shoe.
Yeah.
And the upper looks like it's a Hyperfuse.
I think it looks like it's probably the same as like, yeah, the Element upper. I don't know what actual material that was, but yeah, super thin and lightweight, readable.
I feel like with the right colorway, this could pop off like crazy.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely a lot of paneling to work with.
Yeah, like tons. Colorway options. So you could definitely mess with it. And especially with the midsole too, you could fuck with that and just mess around and make it really cool. These don't have a release date, but I have to see what colorways they come out with. These are just cute for now.
They're cute for now?
They're cute for now.
Here's the thing that, I don't know, because when you first sent the picture, I was kind of thrown off about it. I think I had the same initial reaction that you did. I was kind of like, ooh, I don't know about that. And I still don't really know about it. Like, the first thing that I'm kind of confused at is, like, Air is not as comfortable as React.
Yeah.
But they've put the React in the forefoot and the Air in the heels, so they're making the React already, like, less comfortable. So the Air is obviously just for aesthetic anyways, but, like, comfort-wise, it's going to be less comfortable than if it was just React in the whole outsole. And then the swoosh, like, if you look at the swoosh,
they cut it off.
It's cut off on the top and the bottom. Like, I feel like if it was just overlaid onto those two pieces, like, it's obviously hard to understand. Feature. Yeah. Like, it's covered.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of strange to me.
They'll probably fix it after this episode. It's fine.
Yeah. They're going to listen to this and be like, shoot, they're right.
They're right.
Because the swoosh is a swoosh, man. Just because Travis turned it backwards doesn't mean...
It can't be covered like that. It's literally cut off on the bottom and the top. It's chopped. Like, it looks super strange. But like you said, a colorway can do a lot for a shoe. So I'm sure my mind might be changed in the future.
We'll see.
We will see.
Yeah.
Next up, we have This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. First up, and possibly most excitingly up, because I'm very excited about this, Be True by Nike is returning for the, I don't know how many years in a row. So this year they have an Air Max 90, Air Max 720, Pegasus 35 Turbo, which is their performance shoe, and a Tailwind. If you don't know, Be True is Nike's celebration of Pride Month for the LGBTQ plus. Is that what it is? There's a plus community. So they all come with a special box. It's like a rainbow Nike box, which is already fire. And they're rumored to all release this weekend once again, which is June 1st. The all-star, I think, easily of the pack is the Air Max 90. I think it's like five different swooshes kind of layered on top of each other. It's
pretty cool.
Embroidered.
Man. Crazy.
It's like multicolor paneling around the shoe. They did like an incredible job. And then close second, actually, the 720.
Yeah.
Very clean, like a rainbow gradient all over the upper of the shoe. Potentially my favorite Be True pack to date. I think the Air Max 90 for sure. I just don't know about the whole pack. I'd have to see all of them alongside one another.
Those swooshes, like the swoosh, like rainbow.
You can't beat that, man. That's nuts. And it's embroidered.
It's beautiful.
Those kind of details get me. Like, I'm not even really an Air Max 90 person anymore, but I think I might try and go for these. Fuck, too many shoes.
They're good.
While we're on the topic of Pride, Adidas also revealed their Pride pack, and they did their thing too. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but this pack consists of the Continental 80, the Ultra Boost 19, the NZA, which is the same shoe that Donald Glover did, and then the Oswego, which I thought was a Raf Simons shoe, but I guess Adidas has an Oswego too. And these are also rumored for June 1st. For me, once again, the all-star is the Continental 80.
Yeah.
So it's, as you've seen before, the Continental 80. Looks like the Calabasas. It's essentially the same shoe. Has the stripe down the side, but the stripe is rainbow. And then the shoe itself is like an off-white, like sail looking. Like, it looks super 70s, like make love, not war, peace sign vibes to that shoe. And I like it a lot. Super cool. So Adidas, clap of the hands for you. You did your thing on that. And the Ultra Boost has like a multicolor knit, and I am a sucker for a multicolor knit as well. Next up, out of breath. Ja Morant has signed an endorsement deal with Nike. Did you guys see that?
Who?
Ja Morant. If you watched March Madness this year. You noticed that Ja Morant was making crazy waves in the tournament. He plays for Murray State. He's projected to be number two in the draft. I'm sure RJ Barrett will have a lot to say about that. Shout out to Canada, which would put him in Memphis. And I say that because it's kind of strange that they signed a, I'm assuming, a big deal with a person who's about to go to Memphis. Because generally these big brands will only give big money to people in big markets. And Memphis is, any friends in Memphis, I'm sorry, but it's not a big market at all. There's been no details on the money or the term yet, but it's Nike and I'm going to figure it's a large number.
Yeah.
So this brought us to our soul poll number one of the week. We asked our followers, if you were an NBA star and you were given the option, would you sign with one of the big two, which would be Nike or Adidas, or would you sign with a smaller brand but then be the face of the company? And I thought this was an interesting question. I think I know my answer. I don't know if you guys have thought about it at all or not. But I was surprised at the turnout as I was checking. I haven't seen the update of our results. But what is your guys' answer? What do you guys think? Would you rather... big brand, small brand, are you trying to Kawhi it and just be the man? Or are you trying to Ja Morant it and just, you're going to honestly just fall to the wayside. Like, no one's even going to remember you're an Adidas, or sorry, a Nike athlete.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, two parts. If I had the skill and the caliber that Kawhi had, I would definitely run a Kawhi thing. You know what I mean, just because
you know you can take
over. I know I can take over. I know I can make that brand. Not to say that it's struggling, but I know I can bring it to a next level. However,
which he did, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
When do you see lineups for a t-shirt?
We're getting to that. Don't worry. We're getting to that. That's our Toronto news for the week.
Anyway, Toronto. But if I was, let's say, a player who was not to that. I was still ill, obviously, because I'm in the NBA.
You're good enough. Yeah. Sorry.
I probably sign with Nike or like an Adidas. Yeah. Just because, like, especially if I know I'm not going to be, you know, getting my own shoe or I'm not going to be, you know, that player.
Yeah.
I still want to be rocking the freshest out there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's my mentality about things. But who knows? We'll see what happens when we get that deal, right, guys?
Yeah, true. Man. What about you, Joel?
I'm like in the same boat too.
When you go to the league, what are you gonna do?
If I go into the league,
when?
Like when I go into the league, and like I'm like a monster,
three on three,
league, the big three,
3-on-3 league, and I'm like a standout kind of thing. I would do the small time,
like
gig.
A Steph Curry idea,
like
where
a Steph Curry,
he made Under Armour his,
But I wouldn't really go to like a Li-Ning kind of thing.
No, I don't know about that. I'd still want to be somewhat relevant.
Something relevant, yeah.
Way of Wade. That was Li-Ning, right?
Yeah, that was Li-Ning.
Mm. Or what's Clay is with Anta.
Anta, like... Well, yeah. Like,
what the hell is Anta?
I'll do that, like, you know what I mean? And then if I wasn't so much of a baller, I would do the Adidas or...
You just take the money Nike. You could get.
Yeah, I'd do that.
And the free sneakers.
And the free kicks, yeah. Man.
I think I'd be with you guys. I think I would... I mean, there's not too many who reach that superstar status and can be the face of something. So I'd probably just be okay with signing with the Nike or an Adidas. But do you think it would alter your decision at all because of the fact that we are into sneakers and that would limit what you could wear? I think I might consider not even signing a... I mean, it's easy to say now because we're not in the position and we're not being offered millions of dollars.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. But like, would you... Okay, maybe I wouldn't say it because I can't... As soon as I started to say it, I was like, millions of dollars is millions of dollars. But would it alter your decision at all knowing it would limit what you could wear? Like, you're signing with Adidas and imagine no more Nike for you for the next 10 years. Would you still... consider it? Like, does it mean that much to you to pass up on $20-30 million?
No,
it doesn't mean that you take that money.
No, like,
you throw those shoes out the window.
Money.
Yeah,
take that money,
because at the end of the day, after 10 years,
fuck those Shawns and just like put them in a vault for 10 years.
I'd still have a collection.
You'd have even more because you'd have $30 million.
I could still grow my collection. I just can't wear it.
You just can't publicly purchase. Someone has to be a ghost buyer for you.
But if I was that rich, I'd have a I was going to say I have a ting, but not a ting. I have someone I have someone who is purchasing shoes for me on the side so I can have that when I'm done my contract. Mm-hmm.
True.
And at the same time, Adidas is coming out with some bangers, so it's a softer ting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but you're also like an NBA contract. Like, you're not broke.
Yeah.
So you're making good money.
There's money there.
So at some point, doesn't just money just kind of stack on top of each other and you don't notice anymore? Like,
nah,
you think you'd still, like, you're trying to get every dollar, huh?
A vacation home or trying to live lavish or invest in something smart so I don't have to fucking, like, once I retire, I'm retired. You know what I mean? Like,
you're done and your family's good.
Stack.
Yeah.
Plus, after 10 years, I'm going to be retired.
This just in, Alvin cares more about money than shoes.
You already know. Anyone who tells me otherwise, you're fucking lying to yourself.
Yeah. Did you hear the rumor that Kawhi is being offered a contract with one of the bigger guys only if he leaves, because they don't want him to.
Only if
Canada's a small, quote, Toronto? Unquote, market. Yeah. No, if he goes to the Clippers or whatever, he's going to get a deal with... I think it's bullshit. I just heard it. I don't think I read it somewhere. But he just signed with New Balance. I don't think it was a one-year deal.
No, man.
So I think that was bullshit. But it's kind of crazy that people are being offered different contracts based on your market. It makes sense.
That's bullshit.
Because if you're the face of the Knicks, you've got a lot more exposure than if you're the face of the Pelicans. Mm. What up, Zion?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy how this stuff works.
Yeah.
What do you guys think the results of our soul poll was?
Big brands. I say big brands.
You think our followers are with the big brands?
60-40 big brands.
You think it was 60-40 big brands? Yeah. You were pretty close.
Really?
It was 65% said they'd like prefer the big brand over the small brand.
Oh, that's close,
so that's 261 people said...
Because, like, brand. Me, I'm just being realistic, and I'm not going to be Kawhi Leonard. Like, I'm not going to be that stature.
You'd have to be huge.
I would probably be more of, like, a Norman Powell.
Yeah.
True.
Coming up the bench.
Role player. Yeah.
You know, hitting my trees, stealing sometimes. And then, you know, just rock my shoes. And then that's it. If I get a deal, I'll probably go with a bigger brand, because then I can get free stuff and get paid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's facts. And the contract would likely be bigger as well than if it was with a smaller brand.
And like, the contract's not going to be 10 years, because let's be realistic, I'm not going to be in the NBA for 10 years.
Well, we're not going to be in the NBA for any years.
Says you.
It's not too late.
I'm putting in that
Who
work.
Was that? The guy last year for the Lakers? The 35-year-old rookie? Ingram.
Yeah. Ingram, yeah.
Like the 35-year-old rookie or whatever he was, like something crazy.
He played nice, though.
He did play nice. Yeah, I think he's still on the squad. I'm pretty sure he signed like a one-year contract.
He played better than the younger Ingram.
Brandon Ingram.
Oh, yeah. Brandon Ingram.
So last up, our Toronto This Week in Kicks news for the week. New Balance released their Kawhi Leonard apparel line before game 6, and it promptly sold out before doors even opened.
Crazy.
So they released three different designs in 2 different colors each. There was one, the classic, future classic, fun guy t-shirt.
Love that one.
A KL2 t-shirt, which is very clean.
Yeah.
And the real ones know, which has been their hashtag for the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that it's in like the most basic like Times New Roman looking font, but that's just a side note. So they were available at Livestock Capsule, Sport Check at Maple Leaf Square, and on newbalance.ca.
Yeah.
And they were
Lost and Found, I think.
And Lost and Found, that's right. Yeah. They were extremely limited.
Yeah.
There was massive lines, and there's resale value on them.
Crazy.
Wow.
People are selling them for $120.
What was retail?
$40.
Jeez.
People are tripling their money on these joints. That is.
How long were people waiting in line? No, that's my question.
They were huge lines. Yeah. And I saw them being posted early in the morning. Oh, so people must have been there for time.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Shout out to New Balance. Shout out to Kawhi.
Facts.
They did their thing. Yeah, if he leaves, they made their mark for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they did what they wanted to do by signing Kawhi.
I hope he doesn't leave New Balance, though.
I mean, if he leaves Toronto. Like, New Balance Canada did their thing with everything locally.
They
the campaigns, all the marketing has been top-notch. Like, shout out to our friends in New Balance Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you see him, like, don't you see that collabo with New Balance just fitting him, though?
It fits, like, absolutely perfectly. I think we talked about this when it happened. Yeah. I think we said there's no more Kawhi brand than New Balance.
Facts.
Yeah.
It's, like, the most, it's simple.
Yeah.
It's simple, clean. It's like the IKEA of sneaker brands. Yeah. Like, it's just classic. Like, it's the emoji. It literally looks like a sneaker emoji in real life.
And when you see him in it, it's just, like,
it fits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know how some players try rocking these brands, like these like high end brands? Yeah. And it's like, why are you rocking that?
Yeah, he shows up to every game in like a New Balance sweatsuit and then like the MA collab. And then he just like said, and he pulls up on court in like a very simple, functional basketball shoe.
Yeah.
And he does his thing and he tears it apart and he doesn't even smile. Like that seems like, like New Balance in a nutshell. Like it's just like straight to the point business. Like that's it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Crazy. Man. Like, yeah. Early front runner for the True to Size Awards collab of the year, I think.
New Balance
and Kawhi, if you can call it a collab. Yeah. Wow, look at us. Foreshadowing the True to Size Awards 7 months early.
True to Size Awards.
Get your votes in
now.
What
was that, episode 1000 already, no?
Jeez, we're just flying through these things, man. Like ripping them out. next up, previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Anything for anybody this week? As we look around, not our house.
I don't think so.
I don't think I got anything last week.
Man. I can't remember.
I was really, really close to getting the AJ1 SB, Defiant Gray.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Yo, someone.
They're sitting, so I'm not
like
in a rush.
Someone distressed it or whatever?
Yeah.
The other color's dope on it.
The pink?
Yeah.
Like the pale pink and the hot punch pink? Yeah, they look good.
It's fucking
good looking shoe.
I never knew. I didn't do my research and I didn't know that was underneath.
Oh, no?
Mm. Now that I know, I kind of want them.
It's a good shoe.
I love that pink.
You know what it is? That's a Calbee shoe.
That's a Cameron thing. That's why.
That's a Cameron Bret Hart.
That's why he has a
Calbee shoe.
There you go.
That's why he has it.
Mm-hmm. Next up, the best segment of the show. I think this is my favorite. EEE, errors, edits, and e-messages.
There you go.
We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we will let the world know that we goofed like I just did right there. Speaking of our friend Justin Calbee.
Justin.
His name's not actually Justin.
Hello, Justin Calbee.
Justin Calbee. He actually submitted an EEE on himself. So he says, in 21 questions, you ask favorite color on a shoe. I say black. The answer is incorrect. The correct answer is pink. Pink is the answer we were looking for.
It is, though.
He told us that the day before when we were at dinner.
Yeah.
He said, pink is my favorite color. Yeah. And then during the podcast, he said black. And I was like, what?
To be fair.
It's literally the complete opposite color.
To be fair to my fellow traffic boy.
There you go.
You're under the pressure, man.
It is.
Questions is not an easy thing, bro.
It is the hot seat.
Yeah. You kind of got to pull whatever pops into your head.
Yeah.
Do you think that our guests are giving dishonest answers?
No, it's just.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure he likes black, but that's not his favorite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, he probably thought like, oh, what do I have a lot of? Black.
Yeah. What color shoes did I wear today? Black.
Which is wrong because he has a lot of colorful shoes.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking there.
He's in the hot seat. Don't worry, when he comes back for the next 21 questions, point two.
No, he doesn't get another chance. That's honestly, it's you get 121 questions and then you're judged for your entire life based on those answers. So I hope everyone who gets Calbee a present and their shoes from now on gets in black shoes.
Black on black.
That's
black.
What he wants.
Black
he
on
wants,
black Air Forces.
He wants triple black Monarchs from now on.
Triple black Monarchs.
Next up, two weeks in a row, we have a message from the sneaker granddad, Philip Aglipe.
Oh my God.
Mr. Ugly Pie from the Jordan store.
Uh-huh.
He says, you probably already got the answer, but the NY to Paris colorway represents both cities. Okay, thanks. We got that part. Thanks, Phil. He says, the original light bone / gray is the grittiness of NYC's pavement, concrete jungle, and the pink / coral represents the vibrancy of Parisian fashion.
Or Cameron.
I like mine better, but his is okay too. And then he says, PK, done. What? Since he works at the Jordan store, I'm going to assume it's an official
information session. Phil?
Yeah, Phil, when can we come down and record at the Jordan store?
Yeah, man.
So we can say Canada Got Soul X Jumpman collab.
So I have
the most unofficial official collab. Do you have one?
I have one.
I have one more. Can I do my last one?
Yeah, please do.
Because this led into this one. So this one is from good friend of the show, KJ to the B.
Oh,
from Toronto.
Yo, Kev,
he says, CGS fam, quick EEE submission from episode 62. Mm. I participate in those weekly workout classes at 306 Young's
Beast.
Center 23, aka Beast. The third floor. Okay. And they're either taught by Shredlocks or Myo Buddha from Myo Detox. Right. I think last week I was struggling to remember the name.
Yeah.
He says, but I knew what you meant. Shout out to Alvin, Myo Buddha, and the Beast, Shredlocks.
The Beast. I wish.
And shout out to Myo Detox.
We gotta get Kev on the show too.
We gotta get everybody on the show.
Oh,
everybody.
Also, Sniper Phil's, you know how he showed on Insta his distressed.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, he used like a fucking
like a Dremel or something.
Santa, yeah. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
What's it called?
Like a Dremel.
A Dremel.
Can you spell that?
E-E-E.
D-R-E-M-M-E-L.
Dremel?
Walmart sells it.
That sounds like a fake word.
Dremel.
It's like a hand tool.
Kind of. Yeah.
Dremel.
I have one. Somewhere.
It's like one of those things that you can like.
It looks like an electric sander.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But it's small.
But it's called a Dremel.
Yeah. Yeah.
It comes with different tips. One's like a sander.
Ooh.
A
different tips.
Just the tips.
Tips.
Just the tips.
Just different tips. I got a tip for you.
But it works. Okay.
Alvin, what is your EEE for
my
this week?
EEE. Is from at Millie Mill Martinez.
Is that a cousin of yours or?
Yeah, he's my cousin. He's my cousin.
Nice. Like real cousin?
Or no, like, we just share the same last name. He's actually my brother.
Got it.
So I commented on a photo that he posted of a pair of DMP Bred Ones.
Okay.
From my personal account.
Okay.
And then I was like, dude, mine are like hella yellowed, but I love it.
Yeah.
And then he says, what did he say? He's like, yep, you got that one on the spot. P.S. Just fangirling here, but listening to Canada Got Soul podcast is what got me inspired to keep looking for these and not give up hope on finding the pair in the right size. I didn't have to go half a size up, didn't have to go half a size down, just perfect. So basically, you guys are the best and keep up the motivation and hard work you and your team do for the community. And he says, let's go. And then he says, and let's hope the Raptors bring the W back home.
Is it a girl or a guy? Because he said, they said fangirling.
It's a dude.
Okay.
I actually worked a couple of shifts with him at Foot Locker at Square One.
Oh, that's cool.
He probably doesn't remember me, though, because I'm not that cool.
He's that cool, though.
He is, though. He's a boxer, so he's Spanish.
Shit.
So I was going to say, he fits the Martinez Filipino thing, but he's not Filipino.
Oh. He's
gangster, man.
Nice.
Thanks cool, for those. Though. Thanks for those kind words.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Thank you.
New friend of the show.
Yeah.
We are also fangirling.
But you've always been my friend.
He thinks we have an actual job. He said, "Keep up the hard work." Luckily,
this is just fun.
He pays the bills for us. Thank you for your listen.
Thank you.
Through your listen.
Thank you for paying bills for us through your listen. Next up is our brand new segment that we started last week and will probably last one more week before I just forget about it. Thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. This week's topic, Spizikes. I give a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
I'll give it a thumbs up as well.
Well, this is boring. We always just agree.
Can we just talk why, though?
No. That's the point.
Okay.
See, I'm using topics that you want to say why so bad.
I'm going to EEE it.
But you're submit it yourself. Maybe the week following we'll discuss our reasoning why. Maybe. I'll think about it.
No, just if you want to submit, if you want to talk about it as one of us. Just submit an EEE. Yeah.
If you want to be Alvin's ghostwriter.
Kaya's going to write an EEE.
Yeah.
Next up, NSR, non-sneaker related. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. This week's topic is coming from good old Joel.
Yeah.
What you got for us, man?
Okay, so he's been struggling the whole playoffs. Will Danny Green find his groove in the finals?
Will Danny get his groove back? Yes.
Yes.
I saw a stat that said Danny Green is 52% from the field in the finals.
He's 52.
He's been there twice. 52%. Yep. So I say Heck yes. Heck he yes. has a ring, man. What do you man. Think?
I think so.
You think so
he's
too?
Like a diamond, man.
So. Yeah, man.
Under this all this pressure, yeah. he's going to shine.
Damn. He's due for a breakout.
That was really good, man.
He's due for a breakout.
That was really good. Wow, I'm impressed. Next up, our second soul pull of the week. We get a double dose of soul pull.
Double dosage. What was
that? It's supposed to be like a good electric guitar.
You forgot to press the button.
I clicked play on the wrong soundbite, and it just played like some next shit. It's like an electric guitar, like
double dose of soul pull.
You know what
That's
I mean?
That sounded good. That was like a beatbox. Oh, okay. It's like a boom, boom, that kind of. Oh, yeah.
That was really good.
That was good.
Would you show me up? You just wanted an excuse to do that.
I know.
You know, it was like even like boom, boom, boom. See, that's my. Doing it.
That was Alex.
Alex. That was we should Alex. Get him to he do just me. Some fucking like
our new sound intro?
Bites. Oh yeah, our new intro.
We just need like a whole like a list of sound bites from Alex. From That's Alex. What we need.
Yeah, down.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, soul okay. pull number two. Let's get serious for a minute here. This is a good one, and it kind of plays off of Joel's question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not really, but a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you had $1,000, like some stranger, your guardian angel comes and slaps $1,000. Slaps. I don't think I have a slap. Like, yeah, sure.
It's like a kung
yeah,
fu movie.
Slaps $1,000 bill in your hand, and you could only purchase one of the following. Would you choose A, a pair of sneakers, or B, tickets to the Raptors, Golden State Warriors, Ooh. NBA Finals? One game. You can pick which game. What would you choose? Go.
Finals.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. That was really quick.
Finals.
Yeah,
that was also really quick.
Yo, me growing up, well, not growing up, but me getting older. Your experiences are everything right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As cool as it is to have something materialistic, man, we just made the fucking finals.
Bro. Crazy, dude.
Big facts.
You know what I mean? Like it's the first time ever. This is history.
It may never happen again. I don't want to say that. I'm going to knock on wood for a second. But it may never happen again in our lifetime.
No.
It was this hard.
In our lifetime.
Was, in yeah. our lifetime.
Yeah.
To get here.
Because it's going to be pretty short.
Let's not say that.
Let me knock on wood again.
Let's knock on a lot of wood with that one. So you guys are all saying finals.
It's history, baby.
It's history. And yeah. it's an experience, man. Like that game won at home. The first. Oh, man. Like I wanted to go so bad.
Imagine another shot. Like another the shot. Like, you know
That's
what I mean?
That's what
like
it you, is. It's a, but it's a game.
You know what I mean?
You're going to be there the first time it ever says the finals yeah. on a Toronto Raptors basketball yeah. court. Mm-hmm. This team started playing at a baseball diamond in the Sky Dome.
Yes.
They took a little quarter, like a sliver of it, and now they are in the finals. Nuts. Crazy.
At the Scotiabank Arena.
At Scotiabank Arena. One for one at Scotiabank Arena. So, what do you guys think the results were of this? What is your prediction? Considering we have a fairly large sneaker fault, almost 99% yeah. of the people who follow us like sneakers. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I say tickets.
You still say the tickets?
Like outstanding.
70-30 tickets.
70-30 for the ticket. Are we doing percentages now? You're that confident.
I don't know. I was pretty close on the other one. So
you were pretty close.
You were
probably not close to this one, but it's fine.
Pretty close, not bad. Yeah. 61%
Ooh.
Say they would take the finals tickets.
Yay.
Which is a lot more than I thought we were going to get because, experience, like I said, man. It's a sneaker page. We are a sneaker yeah. page. But
I feel like
people are realizing
sneakers, the sneakers are always going to be there. Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
The sneakers will always be there.
Yeah.
The Raptors in the finals will be there for a couple of weeks.
Man. Yeah.
Just like Disney.
Ooh.
I got to sell some kicks, but it's all worth it for Disney.
Yeah, man.
Yes, it will.
To
be.
Experience it. Let's with go. Us
over and over again. Promo slash main discussion of the week. Shoe Haul. So last week we briefly introduced that we are going to be doing Shoe Haul Two Haul,
mm-hmm.
not the official name, on July 27th of this year. We posted a teaser with Net Magnetism's logo and our logo. Mm-hmm. On a couple of cardboard boxes. And Exclusity's logo. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. Flipping laces. But, oh. So, okay. So there is another promo. Sorry. Yeah. He can be last. Lucky guy. because I already started the big build-up.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is us.
This is it. This is the only thing that matters. This not, is just us, kidding, like Christian. The movies. Your thing, like your thing matters too, Christian. So we will reveal that the event will be taking place at 552 Queen Street West on the second floor of Exclusivity in the Status Boutique. We will have the whole space.
Yeah.
We will say it will be an entire day event.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
It's not just merch this year. Last year we did have a little bit, like you had Mario Kart, there was some pizza, we had a display. It will be much more extravagant. I don't want to say extravagant, we'll say intricate.
Mm-hmm.
There will be different moving parts. Mm-hmm. There will be different sections or things to do during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we want to divulge a bunch of stuff yet. We'll build up to it.
Yeah. Yeah, each week, maybe.
Each week, we're going to add a little bit more information. Mm-hmm. And then mid-June, we'll probably have everything ironed out. And we'll tell you
all
everything.
Up in your face.
Yeah. But this year, we have been significantly more organized than last year.
Yeah.
Because where's that feedback coming from? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Not me.
Last year was we were getting our feet wet. I think we said that in a post. We're getting our feet wet, and this year we are just literally going scuba diving.
Whoop.
Last year the merch showed up the Friday, the night before the event.
Yeah,
is when the merch showed up. We gave ourselves an hour to set up the entire thing. We're gonna give ourselves probably like a night to set up everything.
Yeah.
We're gonna have everything ironed out weeks in advance, not hours, minutes in advance. And it's going to be crazy, man.
Because like everything else happening this year, we want this to be an experience.
That's it. Yeah. And you will experience it. There will be opportunities for individuals who don't typically get to experience sneaker industry related events to participate in them this year.
Yes.
At Shoe Hall. Does that make sense? Is that vague enough that people will be intrigued? I think so.
I hope so.
Alvin. What does Christian, aka Flippin' Laces, got going on this summer?
So
the Christian, originator, what was it called? Of Just Kicking It.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Great event that I missed.
Honestly, that was a great event. I feel like I like the route that Christian's going because he's all about the youth and trying to empower them and just everything about community, which is what we are about. So, I mean, it all goes hand in hand.
For real.
So, Christian is working with the homies, because we've met them before. No, we haven't. Not yet. Mm-hmm. But we will. With the people over at the Scadding Court Community Center. And they're calling it... it's just like essentially like sneakers, vinyl, streetwear, and more. It's like a buy-sell trade. But they're calling it Kicks and Crates.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's nice.
So they're trying to bring it back old school, bring back like the vinyls, the sneakers, like whatever, however the culture started. That's what they're trying to bring back. And they're also like planning a lot of events for like the youth, a lot of activities and stuff, which I am a huge fan of because you already know that I used to work at Boys and Girls Club and I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
And, I don't know, anything to help, steer the youth into the right direction.
For sure.
Obviously, sneakers are a huge influence right now, so might as well use that as an outlet to allow them to, you know, express themselves.
I love it.
Which is dope. That's going to happen June 22nd. So, like,
ooh, it's coming up.
It's coming up. It's in
less
like
than a month.
A month-ish.
Yeah.
And the location is 707 Dundas Street West. And
downtown?
It's at the community center.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's
nice.
Pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, I can make it.
We'll definitely try and be there. As a squad.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Anything we'll for out, the kids, man.
We'll hand out promotional flyers
For Shoe Hall. Yeah.
Like listen to my mixtape, but for Shoe Hall. Come to my event.
Yo, come reach, listen to this.
Yo, come by.
Yo, I remember those days, man. Yeah, guerrilla man. Fucking like.
Guerrilla marketing,
man. That's it. I'm down. We got to make up those flyers though, but I'm down.
We'll do it.
So cool. I'm so amped right now. Stop. It's like finals and like Shoe Hall and everything. Oh my God.
It's going to be a good summer. It's going to be a busy summer.
I love it already, man. Get it.
As previously stated, we do not have a main discussion topic this week. Just want to say we're 63 episodes deep. I never thought we would get 6 or 3 episodes deep. And we're here. It's been over a year. Thanks, everybody, man, for listening.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time in over a year we haven't had a main discussion topic, so that's really good.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure the episode is still like an hour long. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you enjoyed not listening to much, but listening to a lot at the same time. Thank you to everyone who has listened to... Let me start that over. See? Fuck. We have no main discussion, and I'm just losing my mind. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. That is big for us. Please do that. Yeah. Do us that favor. We've got a Facebook group that we like to use as a forum and sell some stuff called CGS Talk. That is facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That is CanadaGotSoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, the Fire Round, Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Do not forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul for a feature on Instagram. That's above 120K now, guys.
Wow.
That's huge. Holy 6 years, 120,000 hashtags. I have been your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney. That's JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQNMART.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 63 episodes. Please remember to rock your kicks. We have been Canada.Soul. This has been True to Size. We are out. Peace.
Peace. I don't know how Australians say bye.
G'day.
Bye-bye.
Oh, g'day, mate.
G'day and g'day.
How do they say hello then?
It's like aloha.
It's like hello and bye.
Yeah.
E-e-e, please.
Yeah, please let us know how you say goodbye.
Good night.
Good night. G'day and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. We need to shut this shit off and just go home.